now. It's time to take five for your community. And this morning, I'm very pleased to be joined by Zena Schultz and Holly Coker. And we're talking about the 8th Annual Polar Bash on the Wabash. Ladies, first of all, good morning to you both.
Good morning to you.
Well, let's start with what was supposed to be this Saturday, but you ladies had to make a decision to postpone it, right?
Yes, we did. Mother Nature has spoken, and we've just got to be knowledgeable of that and be aware of that. Safety first. More so, the water is just too high right now, and it's supposed to be even higher come this weekend. Cresting Point is, we're told, Friday, Saturday. So with that being said, we just need to be making sure that our spectators and our plungers have safety first, and we have to be able to make sure that's insured. So it's going to be February the 8th. Times will all be the same. We will continue to plunge at 2. Sign-ups prior to that. Zena has more information about the details on that. But, yes, we do have to postpone for right now.
Now, I know you postponed it before. Was it for the same reason, because of high waters? Or did we have really winter weather?
We had an ice that settled along the banks, and there was no way to gain entry into the water.
Right, yeah, okay.
Which is the event, plunging. So, it was also a safety concern. So, you know, whenever Mother Nature's part of your program or your event, you have to be able to be flexible on those conditions.
You want the happy... I always wondered, because, you know, obviously you can't control the weather. Some years it's very cold, but, I mean, you can get in the water. And some years it's, you know, pretty decent.
Yes.
Do the people who get involved in this, are they almost disappointed when it's decent out? I mean, like, or are they relieved?
We've had a combination of both, actually. I think the most money that we actually had raised, I believe, was on one of the most prettiest days that we had.
Yeah, it was 63 degrees, January 21st, 2017.
Wow.
So, obviously, people like to get out and get near the water and around the water when the weather is prettier, and we can actually enjoy the temperatures have been on our side in regards to those conditions.
Well, so that's going to be coming up on February 8th now is the new date. And Zena, it must do your heart good, because obviously you guys started this 8 years ago, and just to see the public support for this event, it's just grown over the years.
Yes, it has. And I talked to Susan Gear, and she was able to share some stories that this is the only adult wish fund. So anything that we make through our Polar Bash Wish Fund helps people in our community. Some of the things that they help us with are private sitters, recliners, road trips to see family, friends, concerts, reunions, pet care, massages, clothing. So it's really given back to our community.
And the money stays right within Lawrence County. I believe that's one of the biggest factors, too, is that it the money that you donate or anything that you would donate financially would be returned right back to Lawrence County.
And it's a wonderful event. I know it's a labor of love for you guys, and not just for you guys, but certainly for the other people who take part. They're jumping in. They're plunging in for somebody as well who's dealt with cancer. So.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So, it's just to give extra comfort for those as they're going through their journey of treatment process. Excuse me.
Okay, so again, it's really grown over the years, and you know, once the plunge is over, I mean, you guys mentioned registration at noon, then you plunge at 2, and I think you guys usually get together about 15 minutes before and take a picture with everybody.
Yeah, 1:45 we'll have a group photo with all the plungers, and during that time when the registration, we have a waiver. You'll have to sign a waiver and you'll get a bracelet. We have raffle tickets and we have free chili, and then a lot of other individuals started bringing in items. Brian Bean, he always brings his awesome catfish, and people just started gathering and bringing things on their own. So we're taking any donations. It's a free will donation, so there's no cost. We have money that
the Village of Russellville usually donates,
and the money that they donate pretty much just supplies the chili and everything else.
Well, I was
People can come and eat and partake before spectators. You don't have to get in the water to be part of the program or the event. You just basically show up and you can eat and mingle and visit. We have the Kindling Pipes that come and perform, and that is an awesome experience. Just to come and to experience that group is amazing, part of our program. So a special thank you to them. Special thank you for the landowners for letting us use the property. And we appreciate everybody that has come together to make this event a success.
All right, Zena, let's talk about sign-ups since we've got we got a couple of weeks now, extra weeks we can...
Come on out, plungers. And we have a book for everybody to sign. So if you are a plunger or spectator, we'd like to have your signature to show that how many people has came over the years. I think last year when I look back, it was close to 150 people that came out, and there was about 30 plungers.
Wow. Okay, so if somebody is listening and, you know, now they can make it, and they thought maybe I can't make it this weekend, but now you don't have to worry about that, how can they get a hold of you ladies and maybe get signed up or get some more information on the...
They can send us a message or give us a call. We have Messenger on our Polar Bash on the Wabash site. And registration is just the day of. You just come the day of to register.
Okay. Just one more question. For somebody who's going to try this for the first time, what advice would you give them? Because, again, they don't know what the weather's going to be like. It might be a decent day, might be warm, but it might be very cold. You just don't know. What advice would you give them? Because you're old pros at this.
I have a short little list of items if you're going to plunge that you might want to look at. I did not bring that with me, but off the top of my head, I would say you want to have shoes on. You want to have water shoes because it's rocky and you might get into mud as well. So you want something on the bottom of your feet that's going to be lightweight to let the water roll off of that. And you need to bring a towel or blanket to cover up with quickly because that water is freezing. Your body hurts after you get out of the water, so you want to cover up. You can go straight to the fire, warm up, but a bathing suit. Don't wear like a sweatshirt or something you think is going to keep you warm. You want to wear water clothes, a bathing suit, swimsuit, tight fitting, something that's going to be, the water is not going to stick to, basically. And you need to just, I always say, hang on to someone for your own safety. Try to bring a friend in with you or something so you can just maintain your balance in walking. We do have people in the boat. We usually contact the sheriff's department, and our local EMS services are there in case there would be some type of a concern regarding safety in that perspective. And we have somebody in boats that can be in the water. Thankfully, nothing has happened. But we try to be as preventative in regards to the safety that we can be. But my suggestion is wear shoes, lightweight shoes, and water clothes.
Oh, okay. So again, it's coming up February the 8th. It was supposed to be this Saturday. It's been postponed. They've moved it to February 8th. And, of course, again, this is going to be at the Russellville Landing there at the Wabash. Again, let's see, noon registration, and then 1:45 photo, and then 2 o'clock take the plunge, and then just stay around for a while and have all kinds of fun afterwards.
Visit and eat and just have a good event for the winter time.
Okay. Zena Schultz, Holly Coker. Again, it's the 8th Annual Polar Bash on the Wabash, and again, been moved to February 8th. Ladies, thank you so much again for, as always, sharing with us and also for what you've done for a lot of folks in this community.
Thank you for having us.